Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Armas reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tudor covering, for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy throws the ball into Gantner, who tags Gettman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Moore steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Moore scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice is hit by the pitch. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rice moves to third. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Armas scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stapleton scores. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Remy steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Armas reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Slayton now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Tudor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Moore moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tudor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stapleton strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell pinch hits for Bill Schroeder. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Brewers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marshall Edwards now playing right field. Charlie Moore now catching. Pete Ladd now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Armas strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.